Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. What imagery in this verse, and what a truth to be learned, soaked in, applied in our lives. Like when we picture anger, we oftentimes have a picture of, I think, what we would classify as like power. And when people are showing anger, it feels like, okay, is that a picture of strength, power? When we show anger in our lives, it's like something is rising up in us. And we're thinking here specifically about unrighteous anger. So don't, when you hear this picture of anger in Proverbs 16:32, don't picture Jesus in righteous anger turning over the tables of the temple in Mark chapter 11. So what we're seeing here is anger that is unrighteous, anger that is not justified, anger that is expressed in ways that are not good for others, and anger that is expressed in ways that are not glorifying to God. And we almost picture that as a display of power or might or strength. But the Bible's saying here, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty. So strength is found in slowness to anger. Like more mighty, more powerful, stronger are those who are slow to anger. And then he who rules his spirit, he who has self-control, who does not let his anger rise and get out of control, is better than he who takes a city. Like picture a warrior, a leader of an army going in and taking a city. Like what a picture of power and control. Like no. He who rules his spirit is much more powerful, has much more control, so to speak, than even taking a city. And so I want to encourage you just to think right now, based on Proverbs 16:32, about how anger plays out in your life, with your words, with your actions, with your tone. Is there lack of self-control? Are there displays of anger in the way you speak, the way you act, the way you interact with others, that you need God's strength to overcome, that you need God's grace to rule and control? Oh God, we know the fruit of your spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So God, we pray for that fruit in our lives. God, I pray particularly for struggles we have with anger. God, we pray that you would give us self-control, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, patience. God, please make us slow to anger. Help us in our relationships and home where sometimes we are so prone to be quick to anger, to be quick to lash out, to be quick to speak harshly, to just before we know it, to rise in anger toward those around us, even those we love most. God, the way this plays out in our relationships at work, God, help us to be slow to anger. Lord, in our relationships in your church, help us to be patient, kind, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, self-controlled. God, we pray for the fruit of your spirit, for help from your hand to overcome anger. Whoever's slow to anger is better than the mighty. God, we pray for your strength in us not to be angry in ways that are harmful to others and dishonoring to you. He who rules his spirit better than he who takes a city. God, help us by your grace to rule our spirit. May your spirit rule our spirit and cause your fruit to be evident in us. Today, we pray for that. We pray that you would keep us from anger. Help us to be slow to anger and quick to love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.